Good morning. It's April 11th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In the rapidly evolving landscape of artificial intelligence, two tech giants, Intel and Meta Platforms Incorporated, have made significant announcements that could shape the future of AI hardware. At the Vision 2024 conference, Intel turned heads with the unveiling of its new AI accelerator, Gaudi 3, alongside a groundbreaking AI chip named QuantumX. In a parallel stride forward, Meta Platforms Incorporated has introduced the latest iteration of its AI chip, the Meta Training Inference Accelerator, MTIA version 2, boasting a threefold increase in performance and a 1.5 times enhancement in power efficiency over its predecessor. This new chip is designed to outshine NVIDIA's H100A100SXM in performance per watt, marking a significant milestone in AI chip technology. The MTIA version 2, despite its higher power consumption, nearly four times that of its previous version, offers up to seven times the floating point performance, showcasing Meta's commitment to pushing the envelope in AI processing capabilities. Leveraging the PyTorch framework and Triton compiler, Meta aims to provide unparalleled flexibility in AI application development across various GPU hardware. This move is part of a broader strategy to support future generative AI systems through several chip design programs, indicating that the MTIA version 2 is just the beginning of Meta's journey into custom silicon. Amid these developments, NVIDIA, a leading player in the AI chip market, has also been in the spotlight. Despite recent market corrections that saw NVIDIA's shares dip into correction territory, the company's stock rebounded by 2% to close at $870.39 on Wednesday. This recovery is attributed to analysts' confidence in NVIDIA's strong position in the burgeoning AI sector. Bank of America and CFRA have both expressed optimism about NVIDIA's long-term growth trajectory, highlighting the company's ability to maintain market share in the face of increasing competition. With NVIDIA's stock having gained about 80% since the start of 2024 and more than tripled in value over the past year, the AI chip market is clearly heating up, with Intel, Meta, and NVIDIA at the forefront of this technological revolution. In a bold move shaking up the AI industry, Meta Platforms is set to challenge the status quo by releasing its advanced AI model, Llama 3, as an open-source project. This strategy not only puts pressure on the dominance of proprietary models, but also marks a pivotal moment in the evolution of artificial intelligence technologies. Meta Platforms, formerly known as Facebook, is on the verge of introducing Llama 3 to the world. With an impressive 140 billion parameters, this AI model is among the most advanced of its kind. The decision to release Llama 3 as an open-source model is a direct challenge to the market dominance of proprietary AI models, such as OpenAI's GPT-4, signaling a potential shift in the industry landscape. Meanwhile, the tech community is also eagerly awaiting the release of OpenAI's GPT-5, another contender in the race to push the boundaries of AI capabilities. The anticipation surrounding these releases underscores the rapid pace of innovation in the field. Meta's strategic move to open-source Llama 3 is not merely competitive, it represents a calculated effort to disrupt the AI market by making it increasingly difficult for proprietary models to attract users and customers. This approach also benefits Meta by simplifying the development process and opening up new avenues for monetization through alternative schemes. However, the advancement of AI models like Llama 3 and GPT-5 is not without controversy. These developments raise significant ethical and moral questions, particularly concerning the potential misuse of AI technologies that are becoming more human-like in their capabilities. As the industry stands on the brink of these releases, the conversation around the responsible use of AI has never been more critical. In a move that marks a significant leap towards the future of work, Google Workspace is gearing up to launch Google Vids in June 2024. This AI-powered video creation app is not just another addition to Google's arsenal, but a key player in its strategic push into the enterprise market, aiming to redefine how tasks are performed with a strong emphasis on intelligent automation. Google Vids is part of a broader initiative to harness AI for transforming business processes. Alongside this, Google introduced Gemini Code Assist, an AI-powered tool designed to enhance code completion tasks for enterprise developers, further underscoring the tech giant's commitment to innovation in the workspace. The event also spotlighted new security tools embedded with generative AI capabilities, highlighting a renewed focus on data sovereignty. The monetization strategy for these new AI features involves a $10 per month per user add-on package for Workspace, indicating Google's plan to make advanced AI tools accessible while also opening a new revenue stream. With AI expected to impact 40% of all working hours and grow into a $1.3 trillion industry by 2032, these developments are poised at the forefront of a significant transformation in the enterprise sector. Google's latest announcements at the Google Cloud Next 24 event reflect a deep-seated ambition to lead in the AI and cloud technology space, particularly within the business community. These advancements not only showcase Google's prowess in innovation, but also its strategic foresight in shaping the future of work and enterprise development. In a remarkable testament to resilience and strategic positioning, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC, has not only bounced back from a challenging year, but has also surpassed expectations with a 17% increase in revenue for the March quarter. This surge is notably driven by the booming demand in the AI and cryptocurrency sectors, highlighting TSMC's pivotal role in the global tech landscape. After facing its first revenue decline in 4 years in 2023, TSMC has quickly pivoted to capitalize on the opportunities presented by the burgeoning fields of artificial intelligence and digital currencies. This recovery is further bolstered by the company's stock rising after the announcement of receiving up to $6.6 billion in federal funding to expand its Arizona facility. Such movements underscore the strategic importance of TSMC in the semiconductor industry and its critical role in the supply chain for tech giants and emerging technologies alike. Looking ahead, TSMC is poised for a significant year, with its full earnings report expected to show at least 20% revenue growth. The company's ambitious plans don't stop there. It aims to produce 20% of the world's advanced chips by 2030. This goal is supported by TSMC's expansion into the United States, Japan, and Germany, where new plants will cater to the insatiable demand for AI chips, powering data centers for behemoths like Amazon and Microsoft. As the global chip wars escalate, with major semiconductor manufacturers and governments doubling down on their investments in advanced chip production, TSMC's strategic moves position it favorably in this intense competition. Despite the looming challenges of sustaining AI chip demand and navigating geopolitical uncertainties, TSMC's recent success signals a robust trajectory for the company in the AI chip market, setting a benchmark for innovation and resilience in the face of adversity. In an era where artificial intelligence is rapidly advancing, concerns about its potential to disrupt social order and compromise security are escalating. Leading Japanese companies, NTT and Yomiuri, have voiced their apprehensions, signaling a global apprehension towards unregulated AI development. These concerns are not isolated to Japan. In the United States, there's a rare bipartisan agreement on the urgency of regulating AI, particularly to curb the spread of disinformation. Despite this consensus, Congress has been slow to act, leaving a regulatory vacuum that worries many. Meanwhile, the European Union has taken a decisive step forward, implementing legislation to oversee AI applications, setting a precedent for other regions to follow. The security of AI platforms has come under scrutiny after vulnerabilities were exposed, allowing attackers to access and extract private conversations and sensitive information. This has led to significant actions, such as the U.S. House of Representatives banning Microsoft's Copilot, with other organizations imposing similar bans to protect their data. Amid these developments, there's a growing call for considering the environmental impact of AI, with advocates urging for the integration of net-zero AI emissions in regulatory discussions. The conversation is also shifting towards the need for stronger security protocols from AI developers, a move supported by both government entities and private sectors. As we navigate the complexities of AI innovation, the call for a balanced approach that aligns technological progress with ethical responsibility is becoming louder. Stakeholders across the board agree that government intervention is crucial to regulate major AI firms, ensuring that the march towards the future is both secure and responsible. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.